This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We have news regarding the approved waterfowl seasons, and we also have more good news regarding fishing in the area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, news regarding the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service approval of the DNR's proposed waterfowl zones is now in, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this week approved for publication in the Federal Register new rules allowing states to add a fourth duck hunting zone or to use three zones with split hunting seasons for the regular duck hunting season. This decision allows the Department of Natural Resources to proceed with this proposal for adding a fourth waterfowl hunting zone in this state. Now, the recommendations approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service include 60-day duck seasons in each of the state's newly drawn four waterfowl hunting zones, along with Canada goose hunting seasons of 85 days in the north and central zones and 66 days in the south central and south zones for the upcoming season. The Illinois seasons for this year are based on a new five-year plan for waterfowl hunting season dates throughout the 2015 season. If season lengths are changed by federal rule for any species during the next 5 years, adjustments will be made by the DNR. And for 2011, Illinois will open the regular duck, Canada goose, and snow goose seasons on October 15th in the north zone, October 22nd in the central zone, November 12th in the new south central zone, and November 24th in the south zone. White-fronted goose seasons open with the duck seasons in the south central and south zones, but have delayed openers in the north and central zones. Now, the five-year plan includes four waterfowl zones designated as north, central, south central, and south zone. In a revision to the original DNR zone line, Illinois will retain the existing zone line between the north and central zones in northeast Illinois for duck hunting, while a new zone line along Interstate 80 will separate the north and central zones for goose hunting in portions of Cook, Will, and Grundy counties. In addition, hunters will need to be aware that duck and goose seasons will not always be open in the same time in this particular area of the state. This area will use the north zone duck season dates and the central zone goose season dates. Also, there's no change in the zone line between the north and central zones in western Illinois. Use of a line similar to the pre-2006 zone line between the central and south, which is now south central zones in southwest Illinois. A new zone line to make provisions for the south central and south zones. A 60-day duck season, as we mentioned, in all zones. And 85-day Canada goose seasons in the north and central zone. And 66-day Canada goose seasons in the south and south central zones. So that's good news for us waterfowlers. We, particularly us downstaters, we have four zones now, which will make hunting a bit better and a bit longer. And we do so also have some pretty good fishing at most of our local lakes. Catfish seem to be the top catch right now. Almost every local lake providing some pretty good action for catfish. The bluegill bite has been good in the morning and evening hours. Anglers are going out with crickets and redworms and finding pretty good success on most local lakes, ponds, and rivers. And the bass bite, it's been a morning and evening affair, but it has not been all that bad. We have seen quite a bit of good action when it comes to largemouth bass at most of our local lakes. So plenty of good fishing to be had. We also have that great news regarding the waterfowl seasons and more good news coming up regarding the Big Core lakes right after these messages.
The Bank of Edwardsville is the leading locally owned community bank in the Metro East. Whether your needs are personal or business, or if you need a loan or help with investments, The Bank, with 20 convenient Metro East locations and online services, are there for you. Check out The Bank on Facebook or visit any of their locations. The Bank of Edwardsville, the people you know and trust. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The WSMI News Tip Award. Whenever you know about news, call WSMI News. WSMI awards $10 for the best news tip of the week. To qualify, all news tips must be stories new to our newsroom. In the case of duplicate winning entries, the first caller will get the award. Employees of Tally Broadcasting and their families not eligible. Help us stay in touch with Mid-Illinois with the WSMI News Tip Award. WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106, the stations you can count on.
Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned earlier, there's more good news regarding fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Though the water remains high at most local lakes, fishing action has been good. And starting in the state's southern reaches at Wren Lake, with all the heat, the crappie bite remains good. The fish are being caught in deeper water in stake beds and brush piles, about 8 to 16 feet of water. Some can be caught even deeper under the Sailboat Harbor 154 Bridge and the Gun Creek 154 Bridge. They're biting on minnows and jigs about equally well, and the fish are in their summer pattern and should remain this way until October. And the catfish bite, it's good too at Rend. Some fish are still shallow, but most are deeper. Anglers are fishing near the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, and the Ina Boat Ramp. Those are all great shoreline fishing areas. Boat and trot line anglers are fishing just outside the Bonnie area and catching good numbers of channel catfish. And the bass bite, it's just getting perfect now. Anglers continue to find good success. They're catching these fish off the main lake points in about 4 to 6 feet of water. Many anglers are finding success on the shallow bite, but anglers also need to cover a lot of water to catch these shallow fish. Pitching soft plastics in and around the bushes and cover on points are producing fish, and the bridges are also giving up their lion's share of the fish right now, and that pattern should likely slow in the coming weeks. Now at Carlisle Lake, fishing in the lake has been good too, even though the water is quite high. Catfish bite is very good. They're catching these on night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches. Trotliners are finding success using leeches in cut bait, and commercial bait anglers are also finding success. Some fair crappie action is reported on minnows and tube jigs, and some very good white bass action. They're turning on in the lake now. Crankbaits or slab spoons fished over the humps have been producing some nice catches, and minnows under a floating light are doing well at night near the trestles. In the tail water, white bass continue to be rated very good on inline spinners and tube jigs. Catfish are rated good on commercial baits as well as shad, cut shad, and night crawlers. The crappie bite remains good in the river on tube jigs and minnows, and sauger action also quite good at times, with anglers vertically fishing from their boats with a heavy jig tipped with a night crawler or minnow. Some anglers are trolling bandit crankbaits and finding success as well. At Lake Shelbyville, the action here has been very good if you're a white bass fishing. There's been some great action coming from these fish. They're bunched up and feeding voraciously. The lake's still up several feet, and the willows are still flooded. White bass are a good number of these fish are coming from just outside the willows. You might try targeting these willows on points or flats, and also the shad bust in the middle of or in the early morning hours and the late afternoon hours and evening hours are turning on. These fish are surface feeding and can be found in huge schools feeding on these newly hatched shad. Any type of lure will produce these fish, and you can produce a lot of fish very quickly. The walleye are fair at best right now. Anglers are going out and catching a few fish every day. I suspect you could catch more if you targeted these fish specifically. Most of the anglers are most of the walleye are coming on night crawler rigs, but most anglers are concentrating on the white bass. The crappie bite still pretty good, very deep, however. Catching these on jigs tipped with a minnow, anywhere from 20 to 25 feet of water on the main lake trees are yielding fish. Most anglers are using quarter ounce jig to catch these crappie. And the bass bite, it too has been pretty good in the morning and evening hours. Anglers are using all types of lures to catch these largemouth bass. Some of these are still holding shallow in the shallow water flooded brush, but most of them are coming deeper off the main lake points and secondary points. So we do have some great fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Good news regarding the waterfowl seasons, and local fishing is also good. So as you can see, plenty of things to do. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.